It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. I am fortunate to have a very large aquarium in my house. Some people seem surprised that I have no fish in it. Instead, I have mud and debris, plants, insect larvae, beetles, hydras, scuds, crawdads, and leeches. I collected all these goodies from ponds and sloughs in the area, and I learn a lot from them. This fall, I noticed that one of the leeches, a good-sized 4-inch sucker, was often on the side of the aquarium out of the water. I wondered whether it was trying to escape, possibly to find a winter home in mud not quite so saturated as that in the aquarium. Leeches, which are a kind of worm, are most commonly found in standing, productive water, and they like to live on submerged vegetation. Rocks would be better substrate for them than the mud in my tank. Next spring, I'll add some. Leeches commonly live for about a year and breed just before they die, if not sooner. One kind of leech carries its young on its abdomen so that it looks Medusa-like as the babies wave their tiny bodies about in the water. I have such a leech in my tank, and this summer I felt very lucky to find it on the side of the tank showing me its nursery. There are two categories of leeches. One kind sucks blood or fluid from animals it finds in the water, such as snails, fish, amphibians, clams, birds, turtles, cows, horses, or even people. This kind of leech can go for long periods of time, months and months, between feedings, because they can engorge themselves on very nutritious food. These leeches are very sensitive to smell and to movement in the water, and will quickly move towards something new entering their environment. The other kind of leech is a predator and feeds on small invertebrates such as aquatic insect larvae. These leeches must feed every 1 to 3 days. They're sluggish, non-aggressive, and opportunistic. To feed, they simply attach the rear sucker to a firm surface and wave their bodies about gracefully in the water, waiting for an encounter with something edible. In winter, leeches go below the frost line to survive in an inactive state. My wandering leech wasn't trying to find a winter home, however. It was a blood or fluid-sucking leech looking for something to eat. I returned it to the wild, but a nice piece of liver or ground beef would have satisfied it as well. Ellen Knight wrote this week's field note, telling you everything you ever wanted to know about leeches and probably more. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs, call the Nature Center at 327-0405 or visit us on the web at www.thenaturecenter.org.